Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Some of the items we're covering this week include a potential increase in the regulation of short-term rentals in Summit County, the continued conversation about EMS services in Summit County, and especially on the east side of Summit County, and a general update on countywide events taking place over the next week. Let's get into the news.
All right, let's kick things off with a hot topic among resort communities like ours, short-term rentals. Did you know that Summit County has the highest percentage of short-term rentals in the state of Utah? A full 21.5% of housing in the county consists of short-term rentals. Even though these types of rentals are so prominent throughout the state, and especially here in Summit, both state and local regulation of short-term rentals is really limited.
At Wednesday's council meeting, there was a discussion as to whether the council wishes to enhance short-term rental regulations in the county by amending both the Snyderville Basin and Eastern Summit County development codes. Several issues with short-term rentals were discussed, including street parking issues and rental cars being unfit to access certain neighborhoods in winter conditions. There was also talk of safety issues with these rentals. There is a lack of safety regulation around the rentals themselves, and visitors are also unaware of local dangers and can unknowingly engage in activities that could, for instance, cause a wildfire.
Staff also spoke about the positive results that would come from enacting regulations that help mitigate the issues involved with short-term rentals. There is less housing available for full-time or longer-term residents, like our workforce. So short-term rentals reduce this housing inventory and make it more scarce, therefore driving up the overall cost of housing. Nightly rentals are competing also with the lodging industry, and the lodging industry pays much more in taxes than that property owner holding this business license for nightly rentals. They suggested that these types of strategies would help increase this housing stock and allow workforce to live here.
So next steps are that council asked the attorney's office to prepare a draft ordinance for review that would suspend the issuances of any new business licenses for the purpose of short-term rentals over the next 6 months until they can establish what set of regulations they want to pursue. Some sets of regulations they may choose to explore will require public hearings, so stay tuned in the coming months for opportunities to provide your input to the council on this issue. We'll keep you updated on the podcast, on our website, and our social media channels when these opportunities come up.
All right, moving on to our next point of discussion from the council on Wednesday. They convened as the Park City Fire District to discuss their emergency medical services proposal and the future of EMS licensure in Summit County. Chief Zanetti of Park City Fire spoke about the cost to run his district, as well as the effects of providing EMS services to Eastern Summit County and what that has on their budget. It was agreed that the fire service districts need to be amended and that we need to establish an understanding of the full cost of providing EMS in different areas of the county. The big question is, what does it cost to provide these services in North Summit, in South Summit, and in Park City?
There is currently an RFP out to hire an outside consultant who will help with this process by conducting a master plan to decide how the county could provide EMS services in different parts of the county moving forward. In terms of what's next, the council emphasized that they want to have significant communication with the community about this process to understand what they want to be done and what the community's needs are. They called for the next meeting regarding this issue to be scheduled within the next 45 days. Council requested that the baseline EMS report from 2020 be updated and that it be presented publicly again to understand the basics around current EMS service provisions in Summit County. So stay tuned and we'll have more information on when this conversation will be continued.
Awesome. On a similar topic of emergencies, let's switch to emergency preparedness and response. At Wednesday's council meeting, Catherine McMullen, Summit County's emergency manager, and Shauna Meacham with Mountainland Association of Governments presented the 2022 Mountainlands Association of Governments Pre-Disaster Mitigation Plan. This plan identifies mitigation goals and actions to reduce or even eliminate long-term risk to people and their property in Summit County from the impacts of future hazards and disasters, basically, they took a look at all the natural disasters that could occur in this area, their potential impacts, so think wildfires and earthquakes, and then they made mitigation plans for all of these emergencies should they occur. These plans were all approved by council, so we are prepared.
All right, and a hot topic in past months that we are beginning to discuss again. We have a short update on the Dakota Pacific Development Agreement, and that is that Community Development Director Pat Putt and County Manager Tom Fisher shared that they have had an initial meeting to hear some of Dakota Pacific's ideas on what their amended proposal will include and look like when they bring it to council next. It is estimated at its earliest that the new proposal could come in front of council in July, sometime between July and September, most likely. We know that this is a hot topic in the community, and we'll keep you updated with more information as this develops.
Back in March, we reported on some proposed amendments to both development codes in Summit County that deal with annexation declaration areas. The proposed amendments include, first, an annual commitment to review the annexation declaration areas with the individual municipalities, and a noticing requirement for the county in the event that development permits are being applied for within those 88 areas.
And what this basically comes down to is that the city and the county have been working to put these agreements and amendments in place so that there's communication between cities and the county as to what annexation could potentially be occurring so that there can be a discussion about the impacts on that to services and things like that. And since we last spoke about this topic, the amendments were formally adopted for both the Snyderville Basin and Eastern Summit County development codes. These proposed code changes are an effort to increase and improve communication, as we just mentioned, between counties and cities. So if the county receives a development application for an unincorporated area that a city has planned to annex at some point, we want them to have the opportunity to weigh in on the concerns or flag issues that could impact those cities.
All right, moving on to some announcements and upcoming meetings and events throughout the county. Just want to give you guys a heads up that the next Council of Governments meeting is happening on Tuesday, May 17th at 6 p.m. If you're interested, you can join in person or on Zoom. In person, the event will be held at Ledges Event Center. That's in Colville. Highlights for the upcoming agenda include a discussion regarding health equity, two public works-related discussions related to the right-of-way preservation project funding and transportation sales tax project applications. And then also, they'll give an update on regional planning.
And we also have a couple other events coming up next week that we want everyone to know about. So you'll remember a few weeks ago, we talked about the long-range transportation plan and that council's directive was for the engineering department to schedule two events to have an open house to show those projects that are upcoming to our residents. So the Summit County Engineering Department is hosting two events to provide residents with the opportunity to learn about a variety of projects outlined in our long-range transportation plan, which is a big plan that goes over the next 30 years, but we'll be focused on about the next 10 years with this current phase. And at these events, residents can speak directly with county engineers and provide their ideas and feedback on future projects, specifically those taking place over the next decade. The first is tailored to Eastern Summit County and is happening on May 18th, which is Wednesday, at the Camas Services Building. We highly encourage residents who live on the east side of SR 32 between 2700 North and the northeast corner of Main Street and East 300 North to attend this meeting to learn more about the scheduled construction of the pathway this summer. So once again, we'll be going over future plans, but also specifically talking about the SR 32 trail project and the next leg of that construction is slated to begin on later this summer. The second open house is happening the following day on Thursday, May 19th at the Richens Building at Kimball Junction. This meeting is for Western Summit County and highlights some of the projects over on that side of the county, such as the separation of Kimball Junction at Ute Boulevard and Olympic Parkway, and a trail along Old Ranch Road and many more. We hope to see you at one of these two events. Also, just a reminder that there will be no council next Wednesday, so this is a great opportunity to get out and attend one of these two events, and we hope to see you there. That's all the news we have this week. We're looking forward to talking to you and sharing next week's news on Summit in 6.